The Journal is your daily deep dive into the biggest stories in money, business, and power. For a wider look at today's news, The Wall Street Journal's got you covered. Our What's News podcast. It's concise, comprehensive, with context and analysis. Twice a day, on the go. It's the news that shapes your world, so you can take on the world. Subscribe to What's News from The Wall Street Journal, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Small businesses that have been hurt by the pandemic are getting another chance to apply for loans from the federal government.
Businesses that maybe didn't want a PPP loan a month ago or think they didn't need it a month ago could need it now. So Congress wanted to give them more weeks to take advantage of that program if they could.
That's our reporter Peter Rudiger. After the break, he'll give us an update on the latest changes to the federal Paycheck Protection Program.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
Small business owners who haven't yet applied for a loan under the Paycheck Protection Program now have another shot. Congress extended the program for a third phase of forgivable loans, but the PPP has been tweaked a lot along the way. Joining us now for a status update is our reporter, Peter Rudiger. First of all, Peter, what's the new deadline to apply for PPP loans?
So small businesses now can apply until August 8th for a PPP loan. Before, the deadline was June 30th.
And remind us why Congress extended the deadline.
So there are two main reasons. One, there was around $130 billion left in the PPP coffers at the end of June when it was set to expire. And rather than just let that money sit idle or go back into the Treasury for other purposes, Congress wanted to make that available to small businesses that need it. And the second was the economic picture looks very different today than it did in March. Remember, all the way back then when this passed Congress, there was a thought this would be a bridge for small businesses until the economy reopens. 8 weeks should be plenty of time. The economy should, you know, be back on its footing and businesses can, you know, start bringing staff back and pay them for work done. Now you have states like Texas and Florida, you know, pausing reopening, reversing course. Businesses that maybe didn't want a PPP loan a month ago or think they didn't need it a month ago could need it now. So Congress wanted to give them more weeks to take advantage of that program if they could.
We've talked on the show before about various issues with the PPP program. Let's get an update on a few of them. The requirements for having a loan forgiven have changed. Why is that?
That's right. There are new requirements for getting a loan forgiven. It used to be you had to spend 75% on payroll. Now that requirement is lowered to 60%. And that was changed because there are a lot of businesses in high-cost places like New York or Los Angeles or cities where the rent payments, you know, were extremely high, and it just, if they could only spend 25% of the loan on non-payroll expenses, that didn't do them any good. So Congress heard those cries and relaxed the requirement for how much you had to spend on payroll. The second is extending the amount of time you have to pay back, or to use the PPP funds rather, to 24 weeks from 8 weeks. So there were a lot of businesses that got the loan beginning of April when the first batch was available. Again, thought they might be ready to reopen in 8 weeks, spent the money, you know, with that, you know, in the back of their heads. And lo and behold, 8 weeks comes and goes and the businesses couldn't reopen. And you have people thinking, well, maybe I would have spent the money differently if I knew I could spend it over 24 weeks. They didn't have to front load it all and be left in the situation where I laid off my people once, I brought them back to work, you know, it's 8 weeks are over and I don't have any money to pay them. I have to lay them off again. So Congress wanted to avoid that scenario from happening again.
We also talked about how business owners with criminal records were barred from getting a loan. Has that changed?
That has changed. So it used to be if you had at least a 20% stake in a business and you had been convicted of a non-financial felony in the past 5 years, you were ineligible for a loan. They've relaxed that period to just 1 year. So, you know, if you had a felony in your past, again, non-financial in nature, and it maybe happened 3 years ago, you weren't eligible under the old rules, you are eligible now. Unfortunately, it's still the same if you were convicted of a financial penalty. So if you were convicted of embezzlement or fraud, you know, 3 years ago, this new rule doesn't help you very much.
Another issue early on was that some applicants had a hard time finding lenders who were participating in the program. Where do things stand now on that front?
That's gotten a lot better. We have more than 5,000 lenders that participated in PPP. What was difficult in that first week was because the program launched just a week after it passed Congress, so many banks and other lenders weren't ready to accept applications, and the money ran out in that first round within 2 weeks. Now, other banks, you know, other lenders have had months to get their systems in order and accept applications. So small businesses don't have that much of an issue finding them.
Sounds like the program now is pretty different from how it was when it first rolled out.
Oh, for sure. There was this frenzy when it first rolled out. The money got spent, you know, the first round's funds got used up in about 13 days. Now, you know, you have a lot of businesses that were able to claim it that didn't get access that first round because Congress re-topped up the money. It's had a good effect on the employment rate. You know, we've seen the jobs numbers the past couple of months indicating that small businesses have been able to bring back their workers. That being said, you know, there are 30 million small businesses in this country and only 5 million PPP loans so far. So there's a lot of businesses that haven't gotten the aid that could use it yet.
Peter, this week the Trump administration released the names of companies that received at least $150,000 in PPP funding. Have there been any surprises?
Yeah, there have been some firms that you wouldn't especially think would need a PPP loan to weather the storm that got one. You know, some very well-heeled law firms like Boies Schiller, kind of ironically, some groups that are campaign against, you know, active government like the Ayn Rand Institute got PPP loans. And, you know, more of the same kind of hotel chains and restaurant chains that we had seen in April when they were publicized for getting PPP loans via SEC filings. A lot of those decided to keep the money just because they needed them. Now, I'm not sure there'll be the same outcry now as there was back then on these big public companies getting PPP loans. Recall, and when the money ran out in 13 days before, every dollar that Shake Shack or Ruth Chris got was a dollar that your mom and pop restaurant didn't get. So there was a sense of unfairness when some of those recipients were revealed a couple months ago. Now, again, there's $130 billion left in the program. So it's not the same dynamic where just because this, you know, expensive law firm got a loan doesn't mean the diner down the street couldn't get a loan either.
Was there a significant number of companies that gave the money back?
There was. There was about 170,000 loans worth $38 billion that were returned to the SBA. And that had to do with a rule change that an administration made, again, after this outcry that big public companies were getting these loans. Before, it was kind of on the honor system. You just had to say that, you know, there's economic uncertainty created by the coronavirus, so I need this loan. Then the government came out and said, if you are a public company of means with access to other sources of capital, you probably can't make that assertion in good faith, so you should probably return the money.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger, thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal.